It's time for Local Real Estate Today, a weekly look at what you should know about the county's real estate market. Here's Mary Gilbert, team owner of the Mary Gilbert Group at Keller Williams, Southern Oregon, with Local Real Estate Today on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Here we go, diving deep into all things related to buying, selling, and owning a home. Mary Gilbert of the Mary Gilbert Group, powered by Place of Keller Williams, Southern Oregon. Good morning. Happy Black Friday.
Well, good morning, Kyle. And speaking of Black Friday, it's fitting to think of today's market as a bit of a shopping spree for home buyers.
Well, I don't always think about that's not quite on the list with socks or towels or whatever appliances, things you might be getting. But talk about the market in relation to Black Friday.
Yeah, so overall activity shows a balanced market right now with a pending ratio of 31%. So what this means is we have a moderate level of demand and supply. So think of it as a well-stocked shelf of homes just waiting for the right buyer.
Obviously, that's good news for potential buyers. How does that translate, though, into actual days on the market?
Yeah, that's a good question. So currently, properties are averaging about 113 days on the market before they go under contract. And this provides buyers with some time to shop smartly, especially during the holiday season.
Yeah, good analogy there. Now, let's talk about the price segments a bit more. What's happening in those various price ranges locally?
Sure. So in that $0 to $200,000 segment, we're seeing quite a bit of action with a high pending ratio of 53%. So homes in this range are selling quickly, averaging just 94 days on the market. So it's like finding that hot item on sale. It won't last long.
So what about the next segment?
Yeah, moving up to $200,000 to $500,000 price range, which is our largest market segment, we have pending ratio of about 34% and an average of 102 days on the market.
And when you get 500,000 and up, how does it change?
Yeah, so things in that price point are moving a bit slower with a pending ratio of only about 18% and properties taking around 141 days to sell. So I just want to know that there's specifically different price points within this market that are moving quick. So it's important to talk to an agent about what's moving and what's not before you make that offer.
Now, what about any recent sales performance trends, like are sellers still getting close to their asking price?
Yes, indeed. So over the past 6 months, the average sale to final list price ratio is strong at about 97.5%, indicating homes are selling very close to their final listed prices. So even though we see that the days on market are increasing slightly, homes are still fetching good prices, so it remains a favorable environment for sellers.
And what about the inventory level? Any changes there?
Yeah, so we currently have a supply of around 3.8 months, leaning towards a balanced state. This suggests that we have enough inventory to meet demand, but specific segments might experience tighter conditions. So it's crucial for both buyers and sellers to stay aware of these dynamics.
So what about some strategic advice for buyers and sellers as we are now in the holiday season?
Yeah, so for buyers, there's definitely opportunities, especially in some of the higher price brackets, where longer days on market could mean better negotiation situations. For sellers, it's all about competitive pricing, especially in that $0 to $200,000 and $200,000 to $500,000 price point where demand is higher. Those homes are moving faster, so setting the right price will make all the difference.
Well, fantastic advice. What about the average list price for pending homes right now?
Yeah, so the pending homes are telling us where the buyers are shopping. So in Douglas County right now, it's about $354,978. So this gives a good indication of current pricing trends for homes that are under contract but not yet closed.
And what about homes that are under contract? How long are they typically on the market?
Yeah, so we talked about this briefly. It's about 113 days. That indicates how long homes are generally listed before going under contract. So, you know, if anyone has more questions or looking for tailored advice, it's always important to ask an agent.
And what about where we are at on data this week?
Yeah, so for the weekly updates for November 22nd through November 28th, looking at the changes for the last 7 days, coming soon, new listings, zero, not much activity there. We had actually 35 new listings come on the market. That is up 4 from the prior week, so that's good to see. Back on the market, we only saw 5 come on, so that's good. There's no bumpable negotiated sales, no short sale pendings this week. We had 41 price changes, so those price changes are holding steady. Those are sellers wanting to get their properties sold before the end of the year. We had 27 pending sales, so it was a light week for offers being accepted. Sold properties for the week, we had 28.
Well, and obviously, when you have Thanksgiving in the middle of all of that, things probably slow down just a little bit, so that kind of number is something you'd expect.
Yeah, as we head into the holidays, people are spending less time shopping.
And what about, as you look at listings, tell us about some of the new affordable listings.
So 505 Clarice Lane, this is a two-bedroom, two-bath, excuse me, single-wide, $29,000. Home in a park, very affordable.
Wow. And, of course, there are always some houses down at that level and some opportunities out there. This one was interesting, up on Summit Drive for somebody who wants to improve a property.
Yeah, 655 Southeast Summit, three-bedroom, two-bath, 2,300 square feet, half an acre. This is a very nice home with a vaulted open beam ceiling. It's a perfect flip property or perfect renovation property.
And I saw some, just this picture is incredible, for some land with a fixer out on North Bank.
Yeah, this is amazing. I think this is amazing. 5.2 acres on the river. It has an existing probably fixer home. It's got a large shop bay for boat and other toys and a workshop. Be great to build your new home with the utilities there. Listed for sale at $449.
Wow. And let's get 5.2 acres. That's great. Let's see. Let's take a look at something more pushing the 700,000 mark.
Yeah, so we've got two of them here. 191 Camino for Francisco Avenue. This is in Melrose, third of an acre, built in 1995, over 2,700 square feet for $689.5. And then we've got this amazing home, 600 Northwest Rachel Lynn Court. This was built in 2010. It's on 1.23 acres in that Warewood subdivision. Beautiful. We have it listed as a four-bedroom because it does have three bedrooms plus a den and an office, all one level. It's got a fenced orchard with 24-plus fruit trees, including lime and lemon, greenhouse for your garden. It's got RV parking. We are having an invitation-only open house. So I'm not advertising this to the public. If you want to know when it is, give our team a call or give me a call, and I can get you into that house, or have your agent call me, and we'll get you in there.
And you've got one out in Elgar Rose that it looks really cool.
Oh, this is a beautiful property, completely level, 3.49 acres, three-bedroom, two-bath, 1,888 square feet. It's got a huge 36 by 72 six-bay shop, fenced gardens. It's completely manicured, $929,000. This is turnkey, move-in ready.
All right, a lot of things going on. Now, are you still doing open houses this weekend on the holidays?
We are. So I do have that one that's invitation only. If you want to know about that one, we're not inviting it. It's not open to the public because we need to know who's coming through first. But have your agent get a hold of me or call our team, and I can let you know when that is.
And real quick, how do folks get a hold of you?
Yeah, so you can give us a call at 541-366-6080. Or check us out online at marygilbert.com.
Local Real Estate Today in the Morning Report. It's 9 o'clock.